Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome. It's the Dave Behar Show. I'm Dave Behar. How are you today, wherever you may be? Hope you're having a great week and a great month. Here we are in June, and we are going to dive right in. You know, really, this is the month of Father's Day, right? And Father's Day should be celebrated all year long, just like Mother's Day should be and Kids' Day. Is there a Kids' Day? And we're going to talk a little bit about dads, and later on the show we're going to – oh, who's in the house? None other than Kelly Mungari, and he's back with us, of course, and really excited about him in studio. And Kelly, you want to say hi to your pops?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Shout out Kelly Mungari Sr. He's awesome. Can be annoying sometimes, but overall – he's the best.
Annoying. I wish I could say that to my dad, because he's been unfortunately out since 1999. And, you know, dads in general are meant to be guiding lights. I'm happy to be a dad. Of course, communication with kids and dealing with smartphones and all that good stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about mental health and obviously the impact our dads and families have on us. And, again, a little later in the show, we'll talk about some other life stuff, and we'll just kind of go from there. So I hope everyone's having a great day. And so, Kelly, tell me, I want to know what some of your most memorable experiences are of, you know, being with your dad, and then how it relates to just family life in general and his inspiration.
Yeah, so I've been super lucky. Me and my family, my immediate family, my brother, my mom and my dad and myself are all like fairly close. They're both super cool. But yeah, I mean, growing up, me and my dad were really close. I mean, he did basically coach me in baseball, which was like my main sport. You know, I played a couple others throughout my whole life pretty much. He even started a tournament team for me in baseball, to where he was kind of the head coach and he recruited other players and really made things happen for me growing up. So we were extremely close. And the older I get, the more I realize I am like him, you know, for the better and for the worse, you know, the good and the, you know, not so amazing qualities. You know, I just guess we're very similar in the fact that I take after him and his personality, and my brother takes after my mom more. But it's awesome. I mean, he's a cool dude. We still watch NBA together all the time, still talk about sports. We try and go golfing every year for Father's Day now, so that's pretty chill. So yeah, that's our plan this Father's Day, is gonna be like, hit the links, meet him, my brother, and then go get some Mexican food and then just chill at the house, smoke some cigars and drink some whiskey like real men. Am I right?
How about that? That's yeah, quite a story. So wait, smoking cigars and whiskey?
Yes sir, the combo.
How healthy is that?
Well, how healthy is it being a man? I don't know.
Okay. Right on. I mean, that's awesome that you still have a great relationship. I'm actually curious, like, in what ways you do take after him. And, you know, how it relates to living today and what you'll take with you tomorrow.
Yeah, so I would say that we're both similar in the fact that we're both kind of hard-headed guys, like kind of had to learn things, you know, like I said before, for the better, for the worse, kind of like mm-hmm. the hard way, as far as like, you know, people can give you as much advice and you should listen as you grow up. But me, I was always doing things and kind of had to find out for myself with things, and nothing like crazy or like criminal or anything, but you know, just like little things, like just like, it's kind of hard to really pinpoint an example, but like, I guess I was always just kind of like very set in my own ways, and he's kind of that way. And I would say other than that, like, we both have a very, like, chill personality, but, like, when we want to and around the right people, like, we can really be, like, extroverted and kind of, like, get along with people that we kind of vibe with. So I think that, but I would say he might be, maybe because he's older now. I mean, older, I mean, like, he's, like, his late 50s, so he's not, like, old, but old, obviously significantly older than me. And now he's just pretty mellow. Like, you know, he works, and then he just chills. You know, he doesn't really do anything, crazy. So I would say that, yeah, I would say that, and our sense of humor, and also, you know, he had a lot of good advice for the ladies as I was growing up. You know, he really taught me some gems there. And I would say, based on the stories he's got, we're pretty similar as far as our taste for that type of thing, you know, like, you know, the type of girls we like and all that.
It's interesting how, you know, that dialogue, talking about, you know, girls and talking and then about taking after him. And then does that mean that you're more or less going to end up with somebody like your mom?
You know, it's funny. I think the complete opposite.
Okay.
I love my mom, and she's a fiery Latina, strong, amazing woman that does everything for me. And I think I want the complete opposite, because I already have one in my life that's, you know, firing all cylinders, super bubbly, always willing to talk, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm almost looking for someone who's mellow, because I'm willing to talk, and I'm kind of like almost like the extrovert, and I kind of want someone to balance me out as far as not too mellow, but like just chill and kind of go with the flow versus like always on 100. So I love my mom, but she already takes up such a large part of my heart that I don't think I could find anyone else that takes up that much.
Very nice. Very nice. I mean, with if there wasn't moms, there wouldn't be Father's Day, if you think about it, even though there's a lot of folks that go through adoption and, you know, again, fostering and such, to have parents and then to have fathers and father figures. And I know that we're going to be spending some more time on this topic because, you know, Kelly, it relates also to, again, not just our mental health as human beings and guidance, but also the relationships that we start with, end with, and what we either borrow or adopt or have as a result of being a child in a family, whether it's broken or together, and for that matter, even deaths. So back, I'm sort of dating myself, but it's not that long. In 1999, Dad had passed away. We didn't have this great relationship. Unfortunately, even though I share both my mom's and dad's personality and drive, and for that matter, they were on their 49th year of marriage. And so almost a couple months from 50. And, you know, so that had a role, in my life and my shaping. And then also how I progressed, not just in relationships, but then in marriage, which, did end in divorce. You know, it was a choice. But at the same time, in what is best for kids, and what is in your choice of mates, your choice of who's going to be the mother or father of your children, your future children, and what that trajectory looks like in terms of their attributes. Like, you talk about, it's like, if you knew that at one point that not only your dad would be your guide, but also smoking cigars and having some whiskey. So you can give a shout. If you have a favorite whiskey, you can do that, even though this is a health-related, family-friendly programming.
Yeah. First of all, I do not condone drinking at all. I would say do it as little as possible, guys.
There you go.
But I will say an occasional whiskey is good for the soul.
Okay.
And I do Simply Bullet Bourbon, classic, cheap, Yellowstone. Shout out Kevin Costner. He's coming out with a cool new movie, too. But that's what really inspired me to drink. I was like, you know, I'll try that. I see him drinking the Bullet Bourbon. It was good product placement.
Okay.
I was like, I'll try that. And then maybe it's psychological, but I was like, yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. I mean, again, there's some medicinal value to especially straight, I guess, alcohol without the sugar additives and, and such. But anyway, and I'm quite a, you know, lightweight, and I don't do a lot of drinking. But anyhow, it's all good. So tell me, What does Father's Day look like? Are you just ramping for, you know, just a great day with Dad, or does it matter? Like, every day, every week, every month is Father's Day, and it's respectful all the way through.
Yeah, I think that it's important, and he's really instilled with me, especially as I went through, you know, my classic teenage phase where, like, you know, I'm just trying to be distant. And even now, like, I wouldn't say, like, I'm, like, the guy who's going to, like, come home from a long day of work or whatever and, like, try and, like, hang out with my family. You know, I kind of want to decompress, chill by myself. But, yeah, I definitely think it's important to, like, spend time and find at least one or two commonalities, like sports. Classic example, like me and him, we sit down, we watch all the NBA playoffs.
Nice.
All the Laker games. And, yeah, it's funny because Father's Day, a couple years back, me and my brother were both unavailable. You know, we were out of town, and he's still salty about it. He'll bring it up once in a while. He's like, you don't need to do anything for me this Father's Day like you did 2 years ago. And it's you know, it's funny, but it's also like kind of like, you know, that stung. So just realizing the importance it is, because as you get older and busier, you still got to carve out, you know, time for those you care about.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, the, you know, Father's Day, Mother's Day, and a few other holidays, and it might be, again, like a dating thing, dating answers, you know, men, women, or whatever, is like a Hallmark holiday, meaning dating myself. It used to be called, I think, Hallmark holidays. And so that's why, you know, Father's Day, it, and, you know, you should be very respectful of your parents, one way or the other. They're, you know, they're why we're here. But every day. Right. Yeah. It's like if you didn't make Father's Day, even though it's symbolically and for that matter, the expectation that why couldn't it be a week later, a month later, or sometime a year that you're really able to enjoy something together, where it be a day or a weekend, something like that. So, yeah. And then part of the psyche around it of, you know, what is it that you do? And then do you include mom, or is just a guy's thing? For that matter, it's, you know, dads and their daughters and such, you know, there's a different relationship there. And, I guess, I think we've all experienced, cause I mean, I've got two kids and I love both kids dearly. I'd love to see them more. I think about what Father's Day may or may not be, but not emphasizing it. You always, you know, want to be remembered and want to be the center, at least on a day type
of
thing.
Yeah.
But there's also things that get in the way, unfortunately. And that's where, you know, good families, I think, finally get there to at least recognize that there's a reason why there's fathers and mothers and what the outcomes are, and hopefully all positive.
Yeah. And well, what's your favorite Father's Day memory just throughout all time?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Because it actually is, it stands out quite a bit, even though my daughter, was not involved as much on that particular day, because my son and I actually played in a beach volleyball tournament right here in Manhattan Beach. And it was killer. I mean, it was so cool because it was a Father's Day tournament, actually what it was.
Wow.
And it's traditional, and, He's an awesome beach volleyball player. I mean, he actually a city champion, and amongst the other four sports he played in high school. But it was very memorable. I wish it was part of every single Father's Day, and maybe at one point it will, because that's special times. You talk about watching, whether it be NBA or some of the other sports, but playing even a round of golf or something. I mean, I was just. You know, and that hasn't happened with myself and him and my daughter. But, you know, I was at Topgolf the other day. And, you know, it's a great place for people to be spending time. And we're not promoting Topgolf, because being out on the green, being out on the course is where it's really at. But it's a great meeting place, of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but thanks for even asking, because... you know, it's not necessarily, oh, we had this great food, or we had this great cigar, you know, but at the same time, it's what you share in common and you think will bring great, you know, expectation benefit to, you know, on the day. So that's that on the Father's Day thing. I wanted to mention, because one of the things that is super important as we're moving along, you know, we're going to be including things like, you know, brain health. And this is part of it, how we are dealing with family members, let alone just people we work with, friends, of course. But I want to throw this in because there's a word that is really emerging with ION. And, of course, we're on the Healthy Life Network. But so it's about ION intelligence. And ION intelligence, it's about the AI thing and also real intelligence and human intelligence. But this is something I saw. And then part of it is that I look at how the relation is in, again, continuing and being very present with family and then friends and all your workmates. But here's a little snippet here that scientists believe our brains can store up to 2.5 petabytes of data. And I know this is off the wall. We're talking about fathers, but what is it that we're inheriting from our parents and, for that matter, their offspring and their... Not their offspring, because we're their offspring, but and their, the ancestors and their dads and moms and such. But to put it into the perspective, that 2.5 petabytes is enough memory for 3 million hours of TV shows.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Wow.
So here you were consuming, whether playoffs or whatever, with your pops, and your memory is... It's not just, hey, who just won that, or who just, shot the hoops and stuff. But however, your ability to retain and recall memories such as passwords. Have you talked to your dad about passwords and having a nice directory and making sure that that's all about his reputation? That's a good gift.
Yeah.
A good gift is making sure his, reputation as a dad and a, a career guy is correlated with brain health.
Wow.
So brain health is impacted by everyday life choices like omega-3 intake and avoiding mercury. Of course, Megan, did you talk to your dad about fish?
No.
What is a fish?
I haven't. My dad just started drinking water like 3 years ago.
Okay.
His whole thing was like, I'd be like, Dad, you need to drink some water. He's drinking Coke Zeros and iced teas, and he's just like, son, water's in everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but, I don't think that's the right mindset to have if you want to be healthy.
Yeah.
But he's finally drinking water. It's funny because he just drinks only the can ones. It's like it matters for him.
The can waters?
Like
Liquid Death?
No. Well, yeah, like Liquid Death.
You don't want to be drinking that because it's great stuff, but it's...
No, I know.
The brand.
No, you're right. It's funny though because it's like the ones from Ralph's, or he gets like these like super like expensive waters he drinks.
Okay.
So like he feels like it's like doing something beyond normal.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's all like fairly similar. There's microplastic in almost everything now and all that, so.
Right. And Jay, who's running the show, is now drinking smart water, and that's awesome. It's almost Father's Day, 2024, and like so many, the Hallmark holidays, every day should be Father's Day, just like every day should be Mother's Day and Kids Day, as I mentioned when we started rolling on the show. And the family today should have very different experiences and outcomes. And I reflect at the beginning of this journey because it's interesting, I'm getting a lot of inquiries of folks wanting to know more about my life and both personal and career, and I think I'm going to be opening up. It's not about that transparency word as it is. There's a lot to be learned. It's why people do, ask for assistance from me in different ways, and more so in business, but also life experiences. But this show is airing, a couple weeks before Father's Day, and it always has me, reflect on being a father and being the son of a father no longer with us. And the impact of it, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we experience this together like you continue to do?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have a generation apart, the two of us. And then being a nephew, nephew of a father figure. And that's my Uncle Al.
Oh, nice.
And my Uncle Al's super cool. And I'm best friends with, his daughter, which is then my cousin. And he happens to be celebrating his 88th birthday tomorrow. So he only has probably 20 years left. And I want to make sure that I'm spending a good time with him because, we don't get a chance to see each other an awful lot. But anytime we see each other, it's beautiful. I mean, it's home. And, and that's of course without what is father still alive. That's his brother.
Yeah.
And so, there you have it. So I'm hoping to be able to spend time with him on Father's Day, and even if he happens to be listening, it's a big happy birthday on June 6th for him. So anyway, we're going to wrap up in the moment this segment, and this is the Dave Behar Show. We will be right back.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive, so keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or ION stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dave Behar Show. We've been talking about dads a little bit, and that's right, Father's Day is coming, and don't forget your pops if he's around. If he's not, then just kind of think good thoughts and hope that he's doing well, unless he is, just not with us. So this segment is brought to you by the National Pizza League, and pizza can be healthy. Depends what your toppings, crust, all that is. And, of course, the National Pizza League is, features New York, Chicago, Detroit, Tavern. It goes on and on. But I did want to mention that, send me over an email. I'd say DM and all that stuff. But just throw me an email, davidions.com, and send me your favorite pizzeria, whatever town you're in. And I'm going to send you a free pizza courtesy of ION, Healthy Life, and also the National Pizza League. And it's an exciting time for the league. But also, ION is doing some pretty cool stuff in the world of leagues. And, of course, Kelly knows a little bit about this because he's internal with us. And what do you think? It's funny. I'm going from pizza to, it's still a P word, pigs. pig, you could put pigs on pizza, of course. And what is that? Canadian ham and bacon and such. Yeah. But the actual pig racing league that the network's getting behind. And I don't know if you've seen pig racing. I know that you'll start to see it on the network. Multiple cities, of course. These things are at state fairs and such. And we're definitely legifying it the way we know how. But you haven't seen pig racing before, have you?
I think I've maybe seen a couple clips. I'm excited, though. I mean, pigs, they're characters. they're unique looking. And, man, I would love to just see them haul their butts in competition to see who's the fastest. I mean, I think it's going to be a great opportunity. The pig racing league is going to be dope, for a lack of a better expression. Yeah, it's cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's really super cool. And of course, by the way, which I know that Jay's going to be chiming in a minute on pig racing, but I want to mention pumpkin racing also. I mean, again, the fury, especially here in Manhattan Beach, and the kids and the families and dads, of course, helping do all that. But let's talk more about pig racing. And Jay, what do you got to say?
Yeah, just real quick, one of my very first on-air radio job in Monterey, California, about a month into the gig, there was the county fair, which is held at the Watsonville fairgrounds, where they had a racetrack and all this other stuff. They had Alaskan pig racing going on. And one of the, our positioning statement was the real rock authority for the Monterey Bay or something, we're supposed to say, coming in out of records. And I was driving into the fair, and one of the other jocks goes, the real rock authority for Alaskan pig racing. And, it just cracked me up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's another, I don't know if Alaskan pigs are going to be involved or whatever, but okay.
That is them.
I may have a keychain somewhere in my collection of just odd things of the Alaskan pig racing
very
team.
Cool.
So I'm kind of stoked to know that's still going on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's even funny is like the hurdles that they're going through, and they definitely have the personalities, and it's family fun is what it is. And of course, Ion Kids Network, it's going to obviously be a nice part of the Kids Network besides the upcoming animation stuff that's happening, which will include healthy characters besides mm-hmm. just some leading folks. But the Alaskan pigs and the pig racing league that will be on Ion, it's pretty cool. I guess the question that I'd have out for you is it does it make sense to have I'm not going to name the companies that make the bacon, but a bacon company as a sponsor, or a ham company as a sponsor, is that just counterproductive?
I mean, I think it's maybe a good crossover. I mean, as long as the pigs are not have any knowledge of this information, which I don't think they will. I think we're all in the clear here. Just keep it on the low a little bit. But no, definitely, in all seriousness, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not have some collaborations with people who produce all that stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool and exciting. I'm just trying to get the name Porky Piper in there. Some really quirky, unique names I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, the team names are being announced very soon. And we'll probably have Bart on as a guest because he's been at this for years and running the show. And it's family business, which is awesome. I love family businesses and legacy, because if you can carry forward traditions and have fun, make some money mm-hmm. while you're at it, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, because that goes back to your heart and soul. And the goodness, as long as you can grow the business and, live a good life. But the National Pig Racing League, here we go. And later in the year, of course, as I mentioned, the pumpkin racing, which is it's a beautiful race, and so we're, be behind that too. So let's talk about pizza for a moment, though, because then we're talking about now three P's.
Yeah. all the P's.
Wait, I gotta go pee. I'll be right back. Anyway, so what's your favorite slice?
Like my favorite toppings or my favorite place?
Slice. Well, no, you got the Chicago, which is the thick, deep dish.
Oh, okay. I think mine's, I think it's called New York, the like thinner slice you fold.
Right, yeah.
That's my action. A unique pizza I like is like a good buffalo chicken, which is hard to find.
Yeah.
But shout out BJ's, actually. BJ's, they have a great buffalo chicken, but that's a different style pizza.
Sure. BJ's 200-plus restaurants.
Yeah.
A good friend runs BJ's.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just, there's an amazing company, well-run. But also a shout out to Hermosa's Paisanos. That is the New York slice, you know? And
yeah,
my favorite, even though I'll eat all the different slices, and it's typically a slice business and throw in an antipasto salad versus
yeah,
a pie, unless you have a bunch of people together, is the pastrami. Because
wow,
my thing is the mustard that then combined, in a way like a pastrami sandwich, but
yeah,
even better. But, yeah, the number of different types is insane. And, of course, Paisanos is right next to the old new, really rockin' ice cream joint, New Zealand ice cream, Creamy Boys.
Creamy Boys is fire, guys. If you haven't had it, check it out. It's
yeah,
really good.
It's a reason to get into Hermosa Beach.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it is.
Besides Paisanos. So there's your meal and then in your dessert.
Yeah, there's your cheat day, guys. You just get in there, get a quick little slice of pie, and then go next door and then get the ice cream action.
Right. So anyway, but let's go and go back to the National Pizza League and talk about healthy toppings.
Healthy toppings. I always do chicken. Got to get that protein in.
Right.
Other than that, you know, I'm not a huge topping guy. I would say the other ones might not be necessarily healthy. I go like chicken, bacon, pepperoni. I would say that's about it.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Not veggie style.
No veggie. I don't like veggies on my pizza.
You know, Kelly, of course, you have, you know, all this experience in, you know, personal training and eating right and being fit. And we only have a few seconds left in this segment, and we'll follow on next. And that is, I'm going to want to hear about what protein means and doesn't mean, because I know a lot of people are confused.
Yeah.
You know, about what to consume. So, hey, it's the Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive, so keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets, and they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you.
Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, hobos and tramps, cross-eyed mosquitoes and bow-legged ants. That's like an old throwback. I don't know where it's from. I just sometimes like saying it. So it's the Dave Behar Show, and we do have a guest that has just kind of dropped herself in, Fiona, Brian. And, of course, we've had Fiona on the show recently, and she is an amazing mortgage expert and finance expert, loan. And we're not suggesting that, hey, we have this Father's Day thing coming up and where family gets involved in being involved in a loan or something like that for a home. But Fiona, welcome. And
Good afternoon.
I want to ask you a little bit about, again, what's going on in the world of home buying, financing homes, apartment buildings, and other treasured palaces?
Well, we are full on into the spring purchasing period for home purchases. We're not seeing a lot of refinances. There are some people who are doing some refinances with debt consolidation. Consumer debt is at an all-time high, so we do see some people taking advantage of a blended rate to do that. But spring buying season is in full swing, and so across the country, you know, different markets are experiencing different things. But in general, there's not a lot of inventory out there, so home prices are continuing to rise.
Is that inventory or ion inventory?
Inventory, okay. Ion inventory, however you want to.
Right.
But I mean, that puts pressure on pricing, and so we continue to see, you know, homes appreciate at a fairly decent pace, which means that, you know, purchasing a home is still a good investment. Interest rates have put a little bit of a damper on, you know, some home buyers are stepping aside, waiting to see what happens. But the reality is that, you know, interest rates are where they are, and you can always refinance, but you cannot purchase a home today at today's prices tomorrow. So
right.
People are still getting out there and buying. We're seeing a lot of activity in terms of where interest rates are. You know, there is some hope that the Fed will lower the overnight rate, which helps impact our mortgage rates. And that should happen at least once before the end of the year.
What's that going to be caused by, Fiona? I mean, when you say the interest change, what is the rate now, currently?
Well, you know,
give or take.
So interest rates are in the sevens.
Right.
I think across the board, you know, this week the average person is probably going to be 7.375 on a home loan. Obviously, you know, credit scores, debt to income ratios, loan to value, all of that will impact that. But in general, you're still seeing in the sevens.
Got it.
So, but what impacts, you know, the rates? Well, I mean, we really need to see a weaker job market, which this past week we have seen, and that has actually been good for interest rates. We just need to the economy needs to cool a little bit, less inflation, all that good stuff will be better for interest rates, particularly mortgage interest rates.
Is that going to change come November when we have elections nationally and statewide? You think?
Yes. I mean, obviously,
prediction
has a big impact. I don't have a prediction because I'll be honest with you, everything that has happened in the last year has been sort of the opposite of what I think most people were expecting to happen. We were expecting to see interest rates lower in May, and you know, the economy didn't respond the way that it was supposed to. And interest rates are really based on expectations, and it's what the market is expecting is going to happen. And so because the data that's been coming in has not been conducive to the Fed actually lowering interest rates because they really want to see inflation come under control. They're going to keep interest rates where they are until they see them settle to where they need to be.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, you used one of my favorite Ion Words, prediction. And then, of course, expectation. But, you know, sometimes expectation leads to disappointment. But prediction-wise, that might be where, you know, how would you like to maybe join us sometime for a prediction show? We can really get into intuition, which, you know, is another great one.
Yeah, I'll read your palm.
What do you think
I'll
of that?
I'll do predictions, you just can't
afford
it.
Aha, perfect. Is that part of the service, though, that you provide your clients and prospective clients? Because I would imagine that, you know, they're asking a lot of questions, Fiona, about debt and how that relates, and also, of course, down payments and things like that, no matter the level of, you know, the buy price.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for sure, in loan officers keep themselves abreast of what's happening in the market. I mean, we watch the data on a daily basis. So when we're giving advice, it's not really to predict, but to say what we are seeing and what the expectations are. But it's, I'm not a big fan of, hey, this is what's going to happen. Because everybody that's putting data out there, looking at the data that's coming out there, is having different opinions. And so I really just kind of try to, give a buffet of experience and advice and try to help people sift through it as best as possible.
That's awesome. A buffet of advice. I mean, I was immediately, because we're talking about consumption. We were talking about pizza a little earlier. We're going to go back to probably, and also, of course, fitness. But I thought a visual of food and something, like super cool. So, but I appreciate you providing that visual. and then I know we're going to talk about consumption. So any questions you have, Kelly? For Fiona while she's on?
Sorry, Fiona, I have no questions for you. I'm not in the buying a housing market at all, so sorry. I appreciate the input, though. I learned a lot.
Yeah, that's cool. You're awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us briefly and calling in, and we'll let you get back to your day. And
anytime.
We'll go from there. All right. That was
okay.
Fiona. Oh, by the way, is there any... thing, any info, contact info, if somebody wants to, I know how much of a resource you are, so that you want to provide?
Yeah, you can find me on FionaBryan.com.
That's amazing. And that spelling of Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, right?
B-R-Y-A-N.
That's beautiful. Okay, Fiona, thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you later.
Thanks.
All right. So, I want to go back to consumption. We've spent some great time with her, but we're gonna wrap up this segment in a moment. And I want you to be thinking, Kelly, of your next favorite Ion Word, which could be consumption, but it might be something more healthier or consumption related to physique and such. Okay, it's the Dave Behar Show. We will be right back.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way. Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back to the Dave Behar Show. Did you miss me? Did you miss us? So we're on to really the next segment, and I did want to mention we're gonna talk a little bit about just being fit over summer, and it's so part of our DNA as a company, and between evangelizing it and also being it, living it, trying to be as fit and healthy as possible, even though gosh, you know, once in a while a little consumption of pizza or even a nice adult beverage type of thing. I wanted to just start off, Kelly. It's funny because just this last weekend, and I was planning for it for a while, of actually reliving a little bit of my track and field days. So back in the good old days, four-sport athlete, and I certainly in high school, and I was surfing the whole time, skateboarding, both competitively. So it was weird. It's like a weird guy, right? And then further took on golf. Took on mountain biking and beach volleyball and played competitively in beach volleyball. But back to the track and field and the running thing as a sprinter. And sprinting, I was doing the 100, the 200, I anchored the relays. Where I'm going with is that there is the quote-unquote senior Olympics starts at age 50. So I actually competed. I started doing a little training in the California. So this last weekend, running injured, I placed sixth in state. And this was kind of an off the wall start of a journey for me because my goal is to qualify for the Senior Olympics at this young, ripe age I'm in. And then have that as a little feather in the cap. It's all about the individual, all about your own will, because it's not a team that you're, you know, playing with, competing with. It's you, just yourself and your body, and how critical it is to not only be in great shape and consume effectively, but also train effectively. I happen to have ran with a kind of a lower calf strain. That was a bummer. I was at 70% speed. And during the first race, which happened to be the 50, pulled a hammy. And so I kind of got through the finish line, but it was hurting, and I just didn't continue onto the 100, which I'm going to go back and qualify in both races nationally, because I believe even at the record level I can get there. And that's the will as an athlete, as a competitor, and it is about winning. So we love winning.
Yeah.
In all we do. So I'm going to point to you. I know you've been an athlete all your life, and also done training with others. People do seek your opinion out. And guidance, and I know that maybe the consumption of those things you're consuming with your dad, shout out to Dad's Day and all that, but, you know, what are we doing to, you know, prepare for summer besides hanging out on the beach and looking great and doing our sports and being even attractive to the either opposite sex, you can say same sex or whatever sex, and this isn't about ion sex, this is about, you know, how are we looking?
Yeah, so I think that The two most important things you have to kind of realize and or put into practice is going to have to be, step one is that diet is everything. You can't. Actually, you could out-train a bad diet. There's a couple YouTube videos of guys eating like 10,000 calories and burning off 10,000 calories. And I'll tell you what, these are some of the fittest guys you have ever seen in your life, and they barely get it and or fall short of that, first of all.
Why are they consuming, though, 10,000? I mean, we think in maybe 2,000, 3,000.
It's a challenge. It's just like the point. It's like it's a 10K calorie challenge. It's like a twist on just an eating challenge. Like, oh, can you out-train like a 10,000 calorie?
Okay.
It's insane. There's one where a dude's like eating donuts while he's on the treadmill. Like he's like walking like up. He's like sweating and like huffing and puffing. He's eating donuts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think it's step one is diet, and it's a slow transition. I grew up being an obese kid, and it was not genetic. Both of my parents are fairly, like, skinnier. Even now in their older age, they're not as fit, but they're still relatively fit for their age. And it was all because I ate so bad. And it's just a difference because both of my parents, you know, come from, like, lower-income areas. So being in, like, you know, the L.A. area and now having, like, a little bit of money in their pocket, you know, they kind of just overfed me and my brother.
But was there a bunch of sugar or just a lot of food?
It was all the above. Okay, so it was, like, almost like, oh, like, if he's eating whatever, he's happy, right? Okay. So just, like, drinking juice. I was playing three sports, basketball, football, baseball. Talk about not out-training a bad diet, but I would eat, like, Carl Jr. at night or whatever. And they would basically let me eat whatever I wanted because in their mind it was, like, oh, he's, like, happy. So, number one's diet, and it's a slow transition. It has to start with your first meal of the day. So, if you're eating, let's say, three meals a day, and they're all relatively bad, start with breakfast. Switch out that cereal with a banana and oatmeal, right? You start small, and that way you can keep the longevity, because it's one thing to lose 15 pounds for, like, a summer trip, but if you want to continue being fit, you have to change your habits. So, that's step one. Step two is finding something you like that's active. So some people like going to the gym. They like lifting weights. Some people like going on walks. Some people like playing basketball. Some people like whatever, right? So it's finding what you like and doing it at least three times a week. And that's it. And the name of the game, too, is let's say something like walking that's lower intensity. Okay, well, maybe you want to walk for like an hour versus 30 minutes. 30 minutes is good, though. Don't get me wrong. But let's say that versus if you choose like running, okay, you're okay with starting with running even like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And grab a friend or even a business associate. I love having meetings on the Strand, walking meetings, and you get a lot, you know, talked about, and you may not be hanging with the notepad or your laptop with you or something, but that's good stuff. You know, by the way, so even the fiscal year is about to start, and you think about changing your diet, changing your, you know, workout regimen, whatever, and that's a New Year's resolution, right?
Yeah.
But this is a fiscal year starting shortly. So, hey, all you CEOs out there, CFOs, you don't even have to be a C-level anybody, but you can switch now, and guess what? Have a great, like, summer and such. So that's a shout out to our, you know, the executive class, but anybody, as you know, it could start anytime. It doesn't have to start at the beginning of the year.
Whenever. And, you know, I hate when people try and poo-poo on the New Year's resolutioners because, hey, man, at least they're trying. And guess what? If they choose a goal and they stick with it, it's more power to them. Like you said, it doesn't matter when you start, but if that's your incentive is like on the turn of the new year and you could mentally do that, then, hey, all the more power to you. Like, I don't hate on that. Actually, I like it. I just stopped going to the gym for about a couple weeks and let the weak-minded tether out. And then guess I'll do some outdoor workouts. I'll go to some low-key gyms. And then guess what? I'll show up 2 weeks later, and I challenge you guys who are doing a resolution next year. Hey, guys, come on. Stick to it. Trust me, I fall short of the things that I want to accomplish as well. But it's like, come on, guys. Like, if you're going to choose something, at least stick with it longer than a couple weeks. Give it a couple months.
Yeah. And incidentally, you mentioned about a change even in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What about that meal replacement as in a smoothie or something else, including intermittent fasting? Because that's rocking if you do it right. And no big deal, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So, listen, we're going to be wrapping things up here, the Dave Behar Show, June edition. And a happy Father's Day to all, and also to those youth listeners, the athletes. Don't forget your pops, and don't forget me, and of course Kelly and Jay here in studio. So, again, it's Dave Behar Show, and we'll see you next time.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Just add your favorite liquor and you're ready to go. Bartender in a box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a box.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, so I'm a real rapper. It was wrapping up, but not too early enough to say, listen, it was great having conversations with you today at our beautiful studio in Manhattan Beach. And don't forget to just stay fit, stay healthy, and keep your eye on the ball when it comes to the American Volleyball League. That's going to have some great events the rest of the year, pro level. Beach volleyball, so come on in and take a look at that. And also, we'll be, don't forget to get through to me on the National Pizza League offer. I'm going to send you a pizza wherever you are in beautiful North America from your favorite pizzeria, and then, of course, courtesy of American Pizza League or National Pizza League. And that's you'll see more things on Ion about that. And stay healthy and have a hot summer. It's the Dave Behar Show.